Exercise 3A, page 244.
Good morning. Today, we're talking to Diane Khan, a historian who has written a book about Easter Island. So, Diane, why the interest in this place?
Like most people who know about this small island in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, I was curious about those statues. You know, the huge stone heads.
Yes, they're scary looking.
People say that. And I wondered how the island's inhabitants could have constructed them when they did.
When was that?
Hundreds of years ago, from around 1250 until around 1500. But those statues are not why I decided to write the book.
Yes, you focus on the ecological issues there, don't you?
Exactly. I was surprised to learn that hundreds of years ago, people still created serious environmental problems. You probably noticed in the pictures of the statues that there are no trees anywhere to be seen.
I did. It makes the statues more dramatic.
Yes, but the island once had lots of trees. And the loss of trees made it harder to survive on the island. When Europeans first arrived there in 1722, they found only about 2,000 or 3,000 inhabitants. Yet around 100 years earlier, there had been around 15,000. The drop in numbers was caused by the lack of trees and changes to the physical landscape.
Wow! What happened to cause such an ecological disaster?
Well, we don't know for sure. Certainly some trees were cut down to build homes and boats. Also, the ecology of the island changed with the arrival of rats, because they ate a lot of plant seeds. This meant fewer new plants grew. We also think that the islanders may have cut down a lot of trees to use as rollers to move the finished statues into place.
What happened when the trees disappeared?
Without tree roots to hold the soil in place, a lot of it washed into the sea when it rained. The loss of soil made it harder to grow crops for food. With hardly any trees, they couldn't make the boats they needed to catch fish. And there were other problems.
Oh, that's all the time we have, but listeners can learn more about your book on our website. Thank you, Diane.